Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
But write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. At this moment, you're joining with the community of poets, a community of writers, lovers of the spoken word, lovers of the written word. Welcome home. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, the October 25th, 2019 edition. I am one of your hosts, Michael Amadei. I'm sitting here across from your other host for the evening, the man who keeps everything moving, Mr. JT. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening. I'm well. How are you?
Doing very well. It seems like people are really enjoying your music pick so far this evening.
I hope so.
Is Halloween a big thing for you? Do you like Halloween?
I do. I actually really enjoy it, but we don't do anything for it.
Yeah. I mean, so what is your equivalent of not doing anything? Do you have kids who ever come or anything to
that? Oh, God, it's barely a handful of them.
Really?
Yeah. So if we went out and we got candy, like a couple bags, we would have at least 1.5 bags left.
Yeah. See, it's one of those things where it's like you don't want that sitting around the house unless you're okay with eating that stuff.
Right. Which is usually why we get stuff that we will eat.
So a good thing would be, though, is get some candy, and then if people don't take it all, just go outside, just start throwing at the cars driving.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Trick or treat. Just huck away. It's treat time. It's trick time.
It's like, JT, I now see the genius in why you always get candied apples.
Just shattering windows left and right. I do like to put, like the fun-size Snickers bars. When I was a kid, I would take them and put them in the freezer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then just pop one in my mouth and just,
I think the thing for me is, though, it's
chocolate
it's,
ice cube.
Well, I mean, but, when you're buying the candy and everything, one of the big issues comes when people aren't coming to the house and suddenly you're left over with bags of candy that you will now eat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is when you realize that like a few handfuls of M&Ms is like 1,000 calories.
Right.
It's insanity.
Right. So when we did get candy like the last few times, we would handful. We just grab a handful and just plop it into their bag.
As long as it's not in your house. You don't care if it's in the kids.
Here.
Kid can have it. Here. Have a few pounds of pure fat and sugar.
Yeah.
Take it home, kid. Please doesn't bother us.
Well, you know.
I'm playing around.
And yes, Dennis, it does snow on Halloween from time to time.
Occasionally. Occasionally it does.
That's typically when everybody knows it's that season. It's really cold or muddy and snowy on Halloween, so your costume is just covered up by
winter gear. I love Halloween when it's not snowy, though, when it's kind of dry.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best.
Oh, definitely.
I think. But, I mean, that's just my own little judgment, but... It's snowed a few times out here already.
Yeah.
So who knows what's going to happen? Meteorologists don't know. They like to pretend they know. No one knows what's going on out here. Nobody knows.
Oh.
So you're gonna hand out stuff?
We might. Yeah. We might probably get one bag and then just call it good.
I think I might just hide and scare people.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Like in the bushes next to the street.
Yeah.
Kind of like,
just pop up.
Be like, ah!
Jump scare everybody.
Yeah, and then just be like, have a good night.
And just walk away.
or just bob back down.
That'd be crazy.
Like, I don't know. There's no one around. I wonder what's happening. Did somebody say wonder? That,
wow.
You know,
yeah. That's an odd cut.
It'd be good, though. It'd be good. You just wait until you hear him say something, and then you just repeat that word.
Yeah.
I just hurt my foot. Did someone say foot?
Yeah. And have it make no sense. This is awesome.
Yeah, that'd be my plan anyway. But everybody else in the chat room, what is your plans for Halloween? Do you do anything? Do you just sit around? Do you hide from people like I'm going to, you know? Anyway, okay. So we've got a few things happening tonight.
We do.
A few ultra special things happening tonight.
Yes.
One, this is our last Friday for a couple weeks, so we're taking this next Friday will be off.
Yes.
We're wrapping up our Wednesday shows with next Wednesday, the 30th. And then so we'll be on the 30th, we'll be off the 1st, and then we'll be back the following Friday.
Correct.
That's how that is going to go. In the meantime, we still have awesome stuff happening tonight. So the first thing, actually, JT, can you stall? I'm about to sneeze.
Sure,
this is
I'll
bad.
Stall. It's okay.
I don't want to like sneeze in the.
It's quite all right. So, I guess there were other little things I could have stalled with, other than just trying to ramble. But say again. Sure. I'll talk about the anthology. So, everybody, we have the anthology that's coming out, but we need your submissions first. So, in order to submit your submission, please email them to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. Put in the subject line, anthology 2019 or 2019, however you want to say it, and then attach your poetry into the body of the email, and then everybody that will be closing 1 minute before midnight on Halloween.
That's true. So 11:59. Well, actually, we've been saying the stroke of midnight on November 1st, but
yeah,
whatever. So Halloween night, the 31st, is the last day that you can submit these things. Just indicate there for the anthology. It helps support the show, helps pay for the show for the coming year. We really do appreciate your help, George.
George's comment.
I know,
is incredible.
It's killing me.
Oh my gosh,
it's killing me. all right, second thing. Tonight we are officially releasing our Edgar Allan Poe album.
Yes,
but here's the way it's going to work. Because the people listening to the show, we know you guys are the ones who support us. We want to make sure you have it before anybody else can get it. So everyone else is going to have to wait to be able to listen to it. It'll be on Spotify and all that in the middle of next month. However, you can get it tonight if you go to worldpoetryopenmic.net on the main page, right underneath where it says next broadcast and the date, you'll see this little link that says the poetic page of no consequence. Click on that, and there's a file there you can download that has the whole album in it, high quality audio, everything like that. So that'll be for you. We'll leave it up for maybe a week. Maybe until the 30th.
Yeah.
And then we'll take it down. And then everyone else is just going to have to wait to do the streaming and everything like that. So if you want it, go ahead, grab it. It's there for you from us. We hope you enjoy it. We'd love to hear your feedback. We will be playing one of those things later
tonight, at least one track. Yep.
Okay. Now, I think I've covered everything, huh?
You did.
Sweet. Okay. I love that. All right. So we're going to get ready to head into our first segment. Let me cover the rules first. Number one, no hate speech. We don't do those on the show. We never have. We never will. Rule number two, please skew PG-13 if you can. We want to make this a friendly place for people. We won't jump in and censor you. We're not in that business unless we feel like it's gratuitous, and then we might jump in and kind of suggest that you read it at a later time. Rule number three, please be prepared with your poem when we come on the line. It's just a courtesy thing. Rule number four, please keep your work no longer than 3 to 5 minutes long. Same sort of thing. And number five is for JT and myself. If you have comments and suggestions, please email them to us at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or in the contact form. It just helps us take them, be able to actually remember what's being said because we're doing so many things it's hard to, and we can talk about it when we get together and actually plan the show out. It helps. All right, anything you need to add, JT? We good?
No, I'm good.
All right, cool. We need the first five callers, 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
No matter your gender,
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate.
Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
It's hard to not want to keep singing that. Just keep
it,
going.
It
like,
is.
Oh, somewhere deep inside of these bones, all emptiness began to grow. By the way, this is what I do when I'm sitting in the bathroom, in a public restroom.
Oh.
There's something out there far from my home, longing that I've never known. And then I say things like,
I'm a master of fright and a demon of light, and I'll scare you right out of your pants.
That usually is about the time the security shows up.
In a public bathroom.
Why would I do it in a private bathroom, JT? No one's going to hear me then.
No, that would probably be better.
The acoustics are good, though.
That is true. The acoustics are really good.
I just
really
like the
good.
Idea. You see these feet walk by a stall. Door closes. Then you hear like this big echoey voice.
Have you seen the bright lily grow? Before.
It's like, ugh. Every time I go in there, some guy comes in and starts singing madrigals. Every time. Okay. Anyway, here we are. we're here in the first segment. We got a full segment lined up here. Really excited about doing this. We also have a submission I'm going to be doing at the front of the second segment. So make sure, people, you're staying in tune for that. There's a really cool piece coming your way. But let's go, first of all, to Michigan for our leadoff caller. Let's go to Dennis. Good evening, Dennis.
Good evening. It's Friday night. Yay.
It is. Woohoo. It feels like we were just here 2 days ago.
Yeah, it was almost Friday night 2 days ago.
Almost. There's only two versions. There's Friday night and almost Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Well, are you doing well? Is everything good?
Everything is well, and I'm so happy.
That's great to hear. Great to hear.
You probably can't tell, but it's all good.
All right. Well, what do you have for us?
Well, this will be my first offering of a Virgil poem. Somebody may have already read this. I don't know, but I'm going to give my interpretation of it. It's an excerpt from the first Georgic by Virgil. When spring begins and the ice-locked streams begin to flow down from the snowy hills above, and the clods begin to crumble in the breeze, the time has come for my groaning ox to drag my heavy plow across the fields so that the plow blade shines as the furrows rub against it. Not till the earth has been twice plowed, so twice exposed to the sun, and twice to coolness, will it yield what the farmer prays for. Then will the barn be full to bursting with the gathering grain. And yet, if the field's unknown and new to us, before our plow breaks open the soil at all, it's necessary to study the ways of the wind and the changing ways of the skies, and also know the history of the planting of that ground. What crops will prosper there and what will not? In one place, grain grows best. In another, vines. Another's good for the cultivation of trees. In still another, the grain turns green unbidden. In the poem, a poem by Virgil.
It's not the catchiest thing in the world, but it is. It sounds great when you're doing it, first of all, and there's a lot of depth to it, I think.
Yes, It was a lot more agricultural than I expected. But he wrote a lot of poetry about the Roman army and their victories and everything. And this sounded like the farmer just fell out of the field, but you know, that's okay.
You think he was just bored?
Covers everybody.
Well, you know, I always wondered if he did all the stuff about the Romans to pay the bills. You know, that was what was getting funded for him, and then eventually he's on a vacation and he's just bored out of his mind, and he's like, there's a farmer. You know,
he's writing from his first love.
There you go. Well, thank you for choosing
something he knew, obviously.
Obviously, yeah. I have to say thank you for choosing one of Virgil's more agrarian poems. I think lots of people can respect that.
Yes, well, it was one of the shorter ones too, and I didn't want to break the 5-minute rule.
Well, you know, yeah, the bot is pretty serious about this. So. That was going to turn into a whole other epic, but I think after he wrote that part, Virgil was like, you know, this just doesn't have any legs. This just doesn't. It's not going to go anywhere.
All right.
Hey, thank you.
Well, that was my offering from Virgil.
Love it. Love it. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you. And I'm going to step aside, let the next poet step up to the mic, and I'm going to say, God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless. And that was Dennis Cohn from Michigan leading us off here in our first segment of the evening. JT, I don't know why, but I'm flexing right now.
Oh.
It's just like I look down and voluntarily I'm like, I'm flexing. And I have no idea why.
You must be getting pumped for something.
I'm pumped.
All right.
I don't know about what, but I'm pumped.
This is good.
Yeah. Actually, I should tell people. Have I mentioned what I'm going to be doing next week on the night off?
Yes.
I did.
You did.
Never mind. Yeah. It's going to be an interesting thing.
I think it'll be
good. I have to figure this out. Well, I got to write the right thing because it's, you know.
It can go so many ways.
And most of them downward.
That is probably very true.
All right. I'm presiding over a friend of mine's wedding. I'm actually marrying him and his fiance. So we're just hoping this works out.
I'm sure it will.
Thank you for that. All right, let's. What could go wrong? Let's go to Kentucky.
Yeah.
And visit with Philip. Hello, Philip.
Hola. Yes.
¿Qué pasa? How's everything going?
The salsa. It's going well, sir. It's. I have very few complaints. I got, like I said, I think this month the book I wanted came in. I've got new slippers. I got a well-fed belly and a roof over my head. So, you know, yeah.
That's pretty solid right there, actually. Those are some quality things.
Yes, thanks to Maslow, I tell you. Got that bottom rung covered. Self-actualized, not even close.
First you need books, then you need slippers, then you need shelter, then you need food, then you need internet.
Then you need internet, right? Yeah.
And then Snapchat and... No, okay. It's like
all sorts of goodies.
Yeah, you got the hierarchy of needs, but then we could add a new one. Just social media would be a good
social media. That's a wrong unto itself. Very good.
All right. Anyway. All right. So what do you have for us this time?
Oh, I may or may not have read this one. I don't know, but I had a hankering to read it, so I'm going to, whether you like it or not.
Well, fine.
Fine.
You're a fine beast, Philip. Happy Halloween to you.
Happy Halloween to you, and thanks for playing A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
That's part of the soundtrack. That was really wonderful. I love that movie. It's really fun. So, yes, the poem. Here we go. The title, entrance as a noun and verb, but more specifically, entrance and entrance. Entrance, 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 entrance. Here we go. A doubt, an inward terror, weighed down by permutations, light as ephemera. Struggle against the ingratitude toward tedium and absence. Risible self and its professed ideations. Detritus sprinkled over still warm, hard-boiled eggs, ovum, corona, crowns of supernovas. honeysuckle-fisted stamens and lip-caressed, sun-glossed anthers. Interior friends whose whispers repeat, death is respite, mantra jaw foreplay, tantric ripe fermata, match head succubus, brief as pleasures, craved since aurora and arela. And there it is, fellers.
Wow.
There's some turns of phrase in there, Philip.
I like it.
And he got away with saying naughty stuff. No. That's the reason to elevate your language, children. You know,
that, you know what?
Get
you're
away
right.
With everything.
I actually learned that in school. I realized that if I did enough verbal gymnastics, I could say anything in front of my class.
And, anything you want. That's right. You and, can't censor me.
Well, exactly. It's like, the yeah, teacher didn't know what I just said.
Right? Yeah. No, I really appreciate that. You're most kind, sir. And thank you for having me, and thank you for all the other poets. And I believe, did Dennis do a piece by Virgil? Was
he
that
did.
The
he
case?
Did, yeah.
The poet of the month. All right. Check out Virgil. You know, he's smiling from wherever he is. Like, yeah,
he's
finally,
like,
somebody heard me.
Finally, someone understood what I finally was talking about. My agricultural poetry is really the thing I loved.
Yay, Georgics.
Exactly. All right.
All right. Thank you so much, and I look forward to the next poets.
Thank
Cheers.
You, Philip. We'll talk to you soon. Cheers. And that was Philip Kahn from Kentucky in the number two spot. I love that. The thing I'm known for, all these Roman poems, all these epic Roman poems. Really, I've got a whole book of poems I wrote about these flowers and this wheat. I think are really my greatest work. And the agent's like, you know, I got to tell you, Virgie, I don't really think people are going for that these days. I'm not hiring a bunch of 7-year-olds to sit in a small basement by candlelight and copy these by hand if we're not selling them, okay?
Good point. Very good point.
Virgil, the florals.
Ooh.
See?
Ooh.
The Georgics, the florals.
Yeah,
we
I'm
want blood
this.
And guts. We don't want petals and... You know?
Yeah.
I feel like I would have that same conversation with a publisher. Except I don't write epics. I don't write big.
We're going to have to figure out a way to put that as a video.
What, Virgil?
Virgil and his agent.
His agent, Maury. Yeah.
Look, Virgie, baby.
Virgie, you're not understanding. The market dynamics are completely different than you thought they were. We used to be able to sell them in North Africa, but ever since Carthage took hold, nothing is selling there, especially about growing things, because they think they're so much better. In reality, they kind of are, actually. Okay, we're moving on.
Yeah, this would be a good video.
We could just keep going.
We could.
And everybody would just eventually tune out of the show, because we're just vamping on something. All right, let's go. Let's remember what the show's actually about, JT. Can you focus up?
Yes,
I
sorry.
Need you to focus up, my friend.
My apologies.
Okay. All right, let's go now to upstate New York, and let's visit with Zach. Hey, Zach, how are you, sir?
Angry Arkansas.
That's why when I drive through Arkansas, everybody's just waving their arms at me going, ah! I thought there was something wrong with me, but...
I no offense, Arkansas. I've never been outside Rochester except to go to Disney World, so... I have no idea what the rest of the world is like.
They're all that angry. It's angry America. No. Actually, around the world, the people that I've met, I got to be honest with you, Zach, they're actually pretty cool. There's a lot of great people in the world.
Yeah.
Well, how are you guys?
Brilliant. We're doing brilliantly, sir. How about you?
Hey, still have a job, still alive. It's a good day. It's a good day.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And then, you know, I reached a pretty big milestone. You know, I've been writing for 5 years, but I just started, you know, taking it seriously this year. And I joined the little small poetry community. And in 6 months, I have almost 7,000 viewers on all my poems, and
very nice.
Starting from nothing, so it's pretty definitely rewarding.
That's very cool. Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I was definitely shocked because, You know, I mean, I have 91 poems. I'm 91 poems now, and you know, just the fact that almost 7,000 people have read my poems. So, you know, it makes me think that, you know, people want to hear what I have to say, and that's, you know, incredibly humbling.
That's true. I mean, it's interesting, though. I mean, when you start subdividing that in your head, if one person read all of your poems, that's still just 91. So you got to think how many people have read just one or two or read all.
Yeah.
Right. And the other side of that is, what if it's just one person who's read all of your poems that many times?
Right.
And their name is.
I have you guys here to. I have you guys here to share them with. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was just wondering if it's a guy named Travis who lives in, say, Arkansas, who's angry, but just
angrily
loves
reading
those, angrily reading these poems of happiness.
Well, you know, someone's got to do it.
You know, hey, if Travis is doing it, that's his role. Let's not knock Travis.
That's right.
All right, so let's get into what I got for you guys.
Sounds good.
This is one that I talked to you about, and this is my latest poem, and this is when I wrote it, when I gave it to you, I called it "You Still Don't Believe," but I decided to call it "See You at the End," and here we go. When will you give your heart a chance to soar? What's it going to take for you to believe you deserve more? I know this is a theme I've explored before, that when people push you down, you don't have to stay on the floor. But you still don't believe me, so I'll keep saying it until you feel it in your core. You are not a product of your environment. You can change the score. The first step is to find happiness. Then it's time to start opening doors. It'll take some time, so make sure to bring a friend. But don't give up. I'll see you at the end. End of peace.
I really enjoy that one too. I think it's and take this with the best, like, it's meant as a full compliment. I actually think there's things that you write like that would be really well done in like a greeting card format. And I mean that in a really positive way, because it's short, but it really conveys a heartfelt thing that I could see really someone wanting to convey to someone on a special occasion.
Yes.
And, you know, that's the thing is that, you know, that I've been concerned that, you know, I've been using the same themes over and over. But, you know, it feels like those are the strongest and the things people need to read the most. They need to, you know, hear from someone else that, you know, things are. It can get better, you know, that you do deserve more as a human, and you know, you're a person too, and it's something that, you know, I've been concerned that, you know, that the poems are kind of muddling together, but at the same time I feel it's still an important message that you know, people don't believe in themselves, and you know, it's a mission that I kind of want to do. I want to make sure that, you know, people have a chance to believe in themselves, because you guys have made me believe in myself.
Well, you know, we're really happy to hear that we were able to help you you connect with that. You know, I think one big thing that I want to throw out is, if you feel like that's the message you want to put out, that's never going to go out of style. And I think that is something that you should really go all in on. And as far as worrying about doing the same sort of themes over and over again, Nicholas Sparks has been doing this for like 30 years. That guy never changes themes, and he's doing great. Don't worry about that.
And not even Stephen King.
Yeah, John Grisham has literally written the same. He's written books about this people in the exact same profession, essentially doing the exact same things in the exact same areas since he started. And it's still great. He still does a great job with it. So don't even worry about it.
And then there's the guy who did The Hunt for Red October.
Tom Clancy, yeah.
Tom Clancy, or it was the one who's always me advertised, the he always advertises his books.
James Patterson?
Yes, James Patterson. Yeah. I've never read any of his work, but seems to always be spy stuff.
Oh, he's an interesting guy. He has people co-write books for him. He's an interesting guy. He puts out something like 30-some books a year. And the really funny thing about him, though, is that when you go into a store and you look at all of his thriller books, Draven Gray pointed this out to me, almost all of his thrillers have a picture of some guy running away from you.
Interesting.
He did that self-destructing book, too.
Oh, that's right. He did, didn't he? Yeah. Hey, I'm not knocking him. I think, he's got it worked out. You know, Tom Clancy passed away a long time ago. But his books still come out under his name.
Yeah.
He's like Tupac Shakur.
The Boxcar Children. The Boxcar Children, Gertrude Chandler Warner died years ago, but for years they kept the Boxcar Children going.
That's right. That's right. They did. Yeah. Mm. Well, anyway, sir, thank you.
Step up to the mic, but, thank you guys for letting me be here, thanks to all of you guys for supporting me, and I'll let the next person step up, and I'll talk to you during the return engagement.
We'll talk to you then, buddy. Thank you.
Sounds great.
Yeah, bye.
And that was Zach calling from upstate New York, the number 3 spot here in our first segment of the evening. All right, JT, you know where we should go? Michigan.
What?
Yep.
Twice in one night.
Let's go to Michigan. Let's go talk to George. I'm done screwing around. Hey, George, how are you, sir?
Uh-oh. I can hear he's there.
It's a delay.
Oh.
I've got a new theme for Michigan while we're waiting.
Okay.
Okay. You were moving. Michigan.
Yeah.
Like that one? Pretty good, huh?
Yeah. Ooh, that's a heck of a delay.
If we delayed anymore, we'd all be dead. If we delayed anymore, we'd all be dead.
He should be there.
Hello.
George, there he is.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
I heard guitar music. I didn't know what that was.
Oh, yeah. Well, just waiting on you.
I didn't hear it on.
There's a heck of a delay, it sounds like, yeah.
I thought maybe I was back in the waist-hopping club, Mountain waist-hopping club.
The thing, you got to be really scared if you start hearing, like.
Oh, yeah. No. Not that one. I go the other way, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
How's everything going?
I've been pretty busy.
Yeah?
I just got back from Washington again. He wants me to work on that wall around Colorado.
Thank you for that. We've been trying to get that for so many years.
it's truly unbelievable.
I know.
I heard that there were roving wild packs of Republican representatives going around building walls. And if that's the case, I would like to put in for one to replace the fence on the outside perimeter of my property.
Oh, maybe that's what I should do. Can I get a wall around my house?
Yeah. Going around building walls for everybody.
We're just building walls in Colorado.
He said that.
Yeah, he actually did. I bet you there was a bunch of Masons suddenly going, yes,
we're in business.
The evil Mason Empire.
Oh, man. Life is good. Life's good.
Well, at least we got some comedy, but it's like tragic comedy.
It is.
But it is. Yeah.
It is. I didn't think I'd get laughing until I heard about this every week,
I didn't either. And then I start reading actual articles that you think are like an Onion article, and it's real. Like someone who will remain nameless accidentally multiple times has butt dialed reporters, and reporters have overheard him having secret private conversations about things that he's saying don't exist. And he's done it multiple times.
I know, he just doesn't catch on. And then it makes it worse, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because now he has to defend it. Yeah, he actually rationalized that, you know.
Oh, well, of course.
When he said they had put a wall around Colorado, New Mexico and Colorado, and then somebody challenged him, and he said, well, yeah, it's better. Yeah, the wall further south will make it better for Colorado.
Oh, that makes more sense
it
now.
I
think he just realized that New Mexico is not a part of Mexico, but that's just me.
Yeah, that's probably all it was.
Don't tell him. He might do something to them.
Those people from Albuquerque have had it too good too long.
That 505 area code, man.
All right, George. All right.
I'm sorry. Well, that was a weird take.
So what do you got for us this time?
Well, you know, I thought for sure that everybody by this getting close to Halloween would have a Halloween poem, and I'm always mad at myself because I don't have any. So I borrowed one, and I'm going to cover one, and it turns out I'm the only one so far anyway tonight is doing a Halloween thing. Except for JT, who did a wonderful job on all that stuff.
Yeah.
Before. This one's by a man named Siegfried Sassoon. And it's called Haunted. Evening was in the wood, lowering the storm. A time of drought had sucked the weedy pool and baked the channels. Birds had done with song. Thirst was a dream of fountains in the moon or willow music blown across the water, leisurely sliding on by weir and mill. Uneasy was the man who wandered brooding, his face a little whiter than the dusk. A drone of sultry wings flickered in his head. The end of sunset burning through the boughs died in a smear of red, exhausted hours, cumbered in ugly sorrows, hemmed him in. He thought, somewhere there's thunder, and as he strove to shake off dread, he dared not look behind him, but stood, the sweat of horror on his face. He blundered down a path, trampling on thistles, in sudden race to leave the ghostly trees, and soon I'll be in the open fields, he thought, and half remembered starlight on the meadows, scent of mown grass and voices of tired men fading along the field paths, home and sleep, and cool swept upland spaces, whispering leaves, and far off in the long churning night jar's note. But something in the wood trying to daunt him led him confused in circles through the thicket. He was forgetting his old wretched folly, and freedom was his need. His throat was choking. Brambles gripped and clawed him along the legs, and he floundered over snags and hidden stumps, mumbling, I will get out. I must get out. Butting and thrusting up the baffling gloom, pausing to listen in space twixt thorns, he peers around with peering, frantic eyes. An evil creature in the twilight looping, flapped blindly in his face. Beating it off, he screeched in terror, and straightaway something clamored heavily from an oak and dropped, bent, double, to shamble at him, zigzag, squat, and bestial. Headlong, he charges down the wood and falls. With roaring brain agony, the snap spark, blots of green and purple in his eyes, then the slow fingers groping on his neck. And at his heart, the strangling clasp of death. Whew. That's my... Siegfried Sassoon.
Sassoon. Very well done, sir.
Yeah. I never heard of the guy.
I was, I got to be honest, George, I was scared as hell over here. I was just,
pardon?
I was scared as hell over here. I got to be honest with you. That was amazing.
Well, it's good writing. So that's my Halloween effort for tonight.
That's great. Thank you, sir.
Actually, I love Halloween. I don't know why. I'm long past getting in, masquerading and go to parties and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I still listen. I don't know. I get it sort of a childish joy out of it.
I you know, I love it too. And here's one of the reasons I love it, Georgie. It's the one day of the year where I can walk into a grocery store and see Dracula talking to Batman, and no one thinks it's weird. I'm like, you know, this is how it should be all the time. In my,
I know. It's perfect. Everybody, you know, the waitress with the spider in her ears, waiting. Our special waiting on you and all this stuff. It's great.
It's like a John Waters version of the reality.
Yes, it is. It's kind of an interesting take, too.
John Waters.
I don't know why I chose. I don't know why I chose John Waters, but you get my point.
I get it. Okay, well, I'll move over.
Sounds good.
Let somebody else read.
We'll talk to you during the routine.
Return engagement.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right.
And that was George calling from Michigan, the number four spot here in our first segment. All great stuff so far.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to head to a place where the beer flows like wine, where beautiful women instinctively flock like the salmon of Capistrano. I'm talking about a little place called Arizona. And whoever's in Arizona, and her name is Mary, she needs to call us back because we're having a Skype issue.
Skype thing.
Mary, if you could, just call us right back. I will stall by playing a song.
Okay.
Ready?
Go ahead.
Hello, Mary. How are you?
What are you trying to do, restart my heart?
Well, does it need restarting?
And then call again, Mary.
I know. You've already made that first big step, and we're just trying to make it harder on you.
See, I was just barely hanging. All right.
How are you?
I'm fine. I think I realize it's fall. There's a fall.
You can't really tell where you are, can you?
When I realize I'm in Arizona, then I realize it might be fall. Until then, I don't really realize it.
The palm trees don't—they don't shed their leaves, right?
No palms. The cigarros are—they're happy. They're all shining.
The palm trees only shed their palms on Palm Sunday, right? Like it's just that one day.
That is the law, but as in Camelot. The law was written long ago, and they don't always follow.
And, you know, palm trees are notoriously difficult to get to conform to any particular date on the calendar.
Stop it, Michael. Now, come on. I got to warm up here now into the love song.
All right.
It's a love song. It has nothing to do with Halloween or any spooky thing. That you're broken as a fallen leaf like me. Doesn't matter when my breath is near your heart. That you're mortal only makes me ponder, see, on our love and need for one another's breath. In a naked world where all is left exposed, and still the acceptance in your smile melts our hearts. Together as I hear my audible sigh, that I'd been moved on from most things meaningful by then, seems to fade away right here on this very page. Your palm against my cheek appears to hold me close and validate me in our sacristies. You embrace our time together here. And yes, I've come to do that too. And now after all these ponderable things, the calmness in my stillness here remembers. Right here upon love's painted breath. Right here you are. Right here.
Mary, it's, you know, you're always coming right from the heart on these, and they're
I have no other choice in these matters.
And that's why we love you.
Yeah.
That's why we
love
you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Well, maybe I'll be back.
We hope so, but we appreciate it. Thank you so much, Mary. Enjoy the
You're always welcome.
Yeah.
And I always feel welcome.
Good. You always are. So thank you.
Oh, and we might call for return engagement. We might have a couple calling.
Woohoo!
Oh, good.
All right.
That'd be great.
A Halloween poem is coming. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. And that was Mary calling from Arizona, rounding out our first set of poets on this evening of October 25th, 2019. So we have room now for a few more callers. We're going to run a second segment here. This is also going to include a submission. So if you have not called in yet, this is your time to do it. It is not the return engagement yet. This is just the second call-in segment. We need five more unique callers. The number 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
Not when you call World Poetry Open Mic.
And by the power.
And we're back.
What?
JT, my God. Okay.
A button got bumped.
Yeah, I understand how it goes.
Completely on purpose.
No. All right, welcome back, guys. We're here in the second segment. We only have one caller, but we have a submission lined up here first.
Yes.
Before we do so. After we do this, we'll be going through to Studio X. We'll be doing something there, and then we'll be going into the return engagement, just to kind of give everybody a game plan of how this will work out. This piece here is written by Natalia Govsha. She's written it a few times before. This piece is called No... Thyself. On all the roads that arose from my mother's bosom and flowed along the earth's burden of various prisms of existence, wilting and blossom through a bright day, and night, gloomy as a free human with the spark of God in my blood, I walked forward with an obsession, and I didn't look back, even if I was off the track. I search for answers in signs, visions, perceptions. Of unanswered questions, I fell into a furious abyss, suffocated on the highest peaks, burning with the sun, reflection withered with thirst. I was ascended, and I was cursed. The skin is torn off. Flesh hangs from the bones. A heart is out of my chest and burns with a torch. I have passed all the roads assigned to me. And between time and eternity, on the verge of confession and repentance, I become the essence of divine revelation. And that was Know Thyself by Natalia Govsha. I literally almost sneezed in the middle of that poem.
Oh, well done for holding back.
Hey, thank you for that. When you got a nose this big,
yeah,
it's a big responsibility, my friend.
It is.
I feel like I was Michael Corleone.
Yeah.
In The Godfather, except instead of a mafia family, it's the schnoz.
Oh.
All right, let's go to our caller in Cleveland, Ohio. Let's go to Mama Oladeji. Hello, Mama.
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
I've done one of my old pieces. I'm going to do for y'all.
That's all right.
Okay. The name of this piece is called The Beguiling, and this is like a Halloween poem, and it's a poem about a man that had the nerve to try to do the do with three friends. It was kind of sneaky, and it goes like this. The three of us shared many things in life, as best friends often do, then slithered in a serpent who wanted us all three. I was the first to be seduced. Never mentioned him to the other two. He was my best kept secret. Though little did I know that when he left me with steamy dreams, he'd slip into their chambers of love, leaving me filled with a wanting and a longing for more of his touch. Most men would be attracted to us all. We've been friends for so long that we had become each other. Never in a million years would we, could we, nor out of loyalty, knowingly would we share a lover, unless we all had decided to. But what next did we discover? Unbeknownst to us all, we had been beguiled by this charming creature who had visited us all with his spell. This time, we did kiss and tell. This Lydian intoxicated us and left our eyes shining with a lust-filled gleam. The day came when we could no longer contain the excitement of our secrets in the boudoir. As each of us began to describe the same man to each other, at first we were stunned to find out we had the same lover. Then we started to compare details with one another. And as the story unfolded, we began to laugh and vowed from then on we would always reveal our newest conquest, since we all have had a part of him, and we three were best friends. And we had never bargained for this contest, and we allowed and avowed to keep secrets no more. I'm sorry. And we avowed not to be allowed to keep secrets anymore. The plot to share him was in flight, to overtake him that night. As he came through the door, we all took a bite. Him, we devoured until there was nothing left except a story to tell. The ballad of the white snake had now become but a delicious metaphor in our luscious mouths. In peace.
Ooh, yeah. Beguiling, my gosh, that's a story that strikes fear into the hearts of every man.
Every man is sneaking around trying to do three friends.
Well, hey, yeah. Hey, you know, as long as everybody knows, that's different.
They didn't until the end. They found out.
Yeah, it's more like just don't be lying to everybody. You know. Maybe don't lie, you know?
Yeah, could have possibly had happened, but he didn't do it the right way.
Nope, sure didn't, did he? Yeah. Yikes. I'm squirming in my seat here, Mama.
Okay. I'm so glad I found that poem to read for you.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you did, too. That was great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We love hearing from you, and it's a big thing. Now, so in case you didn't hear, if you go to worldpoetryopenmic.net, our main page, if you go right underneath where it says when the next show is, just has tonight's date, there'll be this thing that says a poetic page of no consequence. If you click on that, you'll be able to download our new Edgar Allan Poe album for free.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're leaving that for like a week or so, and then everyone else is going to have to like wait to stream it and everything. But the people listening, they can go download it.
Are you going to put that on Poets and Friends on Facebook? I can't hardly get on. I got kicked off again.
No, but, I don't think I'll put it on Facebook. It's just on our main web page, worldpoetryopenmic.net. It'll be
okay,
right there.
I'll try to find it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mama. We appreciate you. All right. And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio. All right. We're going to be heading into a little place we like to call Studio X. But first, we're going to give you a little taste while we're getting set up of the new album. And this is a piece called El Dorado.
Gaily bedight, a gallant knight in sunshine and in shadow, had journeyed long, singing a song in search of El Dorado. But he grew old, this knight so bold, and o'er his heart a shadow fell as he found no spot of ground that looked like El Dorado. And as his strength failed him at length, he met a pilgrim shadow. "Shadow," said he, "where can it be, this land of El Dorado?" "Over the mountains of the moon, down the valley of the shadow, ride, boldly ride," the shade replied, "if you seek for El Dorado."
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant. Said nothing, nothing can take away these blues. 'Cause nothing compares to you. It's been so lonely without you here, like a bird without a song. Nothing can stop these lonely tears from falling. Tell me, baby, where did I go wrong? I could put my arms around every girl I see, but they only remind me of you. I went to the doctor and guess what he told me? Guess what he told me? Said, boy, you better try to have fun, don't matter what you do. But he's a fool, 'cause nothing compares to you. That you planted, mama, in your backyard, all died when you went away. I know that living with me, baby, was sometimes hard, but I'm willing to give it another try. Nothing compares. Nothing compares to you. Nothing compares. Nothing compares to you. Nothing compares. Nothing compares. Nothing compares. Nothing.
Let me get prepped for this next one here. Uno momento. So most of these songs, as they say, performed on here, I've not performed before. This is kind of like a challenge in a way. This is how I think. This is how Studio X started, and it's interesting to kind of keep it in that vein.
All right.
Let's see how this goes. Gosh, I'm missing the key or something like that? Let's try that here. Totally losing the note. I can't. It's flying out of my head. The whole thing's flying out of my head. The whole song. But I got another song I'll do. Sorry about that, everyone. False alarm. Man, I've never had that happen before. But I'm having to rehearse like 20 other songs this week. So it's just something. Things are flying out of my head. Okay. This song's a song from a while back.
Sleep of the day. Dreaming of a lullaby in your eyes. The sun rose, the spirit spoke, telling me all I need. Together, baby, this much is surely true. You know my world would crumble without you. The sun will rise, the tears will fall, just like they always do. We should be together, babe, and I should be with you. Rough night. Ain't no worry where we're going, babe. Gotta take it slow. Ain't no need to tell me, scared child. I already know. Should we find this path to be winding and trying? Well, at least we gave it a go. We should be together, babe. This much is surely true. Know my world would crumble without you. The sun will rise, the tears will fall, just like they always do. We should be together, babe, and I I should be with you.
Still driving me crazy. I can't remember the lyrics to, or the melody of that one. Do you think I dare try one more time? You think I should?
Go for it. You can try it. Yeah.
Go for your dreams.
Go for your dreams.
Go for your dreams, man. I try to go for my dreams. My gosh. We'll see if I get it.
Turn down the lights, turn down the bay, turn down these voices inside my head. Lay down with me, tell me no lies, just hold me close, don't patronize. Don't patronize me. Cause I can't make you love me if you don't. You can't make your heart feel something it won't. Here in the dark, in these final hours, I will lay down my heart, and I feel the power, but you won't. No, you won't. Cause I can't make you love me if you don't.
All right, everyone. Thanks for that. Thanks for bearing with me on that ridiculousness. So we're getting ready to do the return engagement. Anybody who wants to call in, share another piece, you can do so. Anybody who wants to call in for the first time can do so. The number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right, then. JT, we're back.
Yes, we are.
We're back, and I'm still wearing black.
Back in black? Back still in black?
Back still in black. I like
back
that
back still
better.
In black. Okay.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel the urge to read some Robert Burns for no reason. I'm not going to do it right now, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we've got some great people lined up here. Is this our return? Okay, cool.
This
we've got six. We got six great callers.
Yeah.
Once again, just to kick this off, because we always want to kind of do this, just a reminder, once again, we're accepting submissions for our anthology through October 31st, the stroke of midnight on November 1st. It is the cutoff date. Basically, the anthology is a book we put out a little bit before Christmas. Every year it helps. It goes on Amazon. It goes, you know, all over. It's a great way because to support the show, because all the proceeds from the book go to fund the show through the next year. It's one of the most successful things we can do. And it also is a way that as poets, you can use your poetry to help support the show. We love that. We think that's the most, you know, direct way that we can kind of set this up, because we appreciate your work so much. So we appreciate your consideration. And if you've already submitted, thank you so much. If you're considering it, do it. Please do it. Also, once again, just as a reminder, if you're interested in downloading Tales from the Shining Sea, our new Edgar Allan Poe spoken word album with all original music and new readings and everything from JT and myself, make sure to go to worldpoetryopenmic.net. Right underneath the date where it says today's date, look down underneath. It'll say a poetic page of no consequence. It's a little link. Click on that. It'll be up there for a week. You can download the whole album in a zip file. And it'll be high-quality audio. It's all right there for you. And last thing, we're finishing our Wednesday episodes at the end of this month, which means next week, next Wednesday, is our last Wednesday show for the near future, as far as we know. And then we're not going to be in the studio a week from tonight. We're taking the first off. We've done 9 shows this month. It's a lot of shows.
It is a lot of shows.
And And, you know, I got to go present over the wedding of my friend.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, I won't be here. And JT, hopefully you'll be having a good time and chilling out and
yes.
doing something with your wife.
Yes.
I'm sure she lends you to the show quite often. So
she does.
All right. So anything else we need to add before you jump in?
No, I think we're good.
All right. JT, can I ask you
to
a moment
stall?
To stall?
Sure.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Upstairs. There's a family of wrens who live upstairs. Upstairs, upstairs, upstairs. Inside my hat, all cozy in. My hair, my hair, my hair. I've moved a dozen times and still, they're there, they're there, they're there. I'd like to get away from them, but where, but where, but where? This hat just isn't big enough to share, to share, to share. But now I see you're bored and you don't care, don't care, don't care about the wrens who live inside my hair, my hair, my hair.
That was fantastic. I am so proud of you right now. I know you've achieved a lot as a haiku master, but I got to say, I approve of this even more. Oh, gracias, senor. Gracias, gracias. He passing me things to it. They put on the nose. If the nose thing happens again, if the nose magic comes a knocking again.
Yes.
We call that nose magic.
Nose magic.
That's not snot. That's nose magic.
Oh.
All right. Let's just go to our first caller before I dig us deeper
yes,
in the hole.
Please.
This is how we know we've done too many shows.
Yes,
is that it's
we
just
get a little weird.
Well, that's why we meet on Wednesdays when we're not on the air.
Yes.
Because it's not as weird on Fridays and we're able to discuss things. We haven't had a meeting.
Nope.
Because we've been on the air this whole time. And we're wonky as hell.
Yes, we are.
So that's what it is. Let's go now to Dennis in Michigan to lead us off here. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, I'm back.
All right, woohoo! We're so happy to hear that.
That was a good read, JT.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Yeah, he did great, didn't
yes.
he?
Yes. Well done.
Yes. He's got a book on standby just in case I need him to stall for me.
Well, he did good.
Yeah, he sure
we
did.
We appreciate that.
Yes, yes.
So, not only the haiku master, he's the stall master now.
Oh,
boy.
It's pretty good.
You might have a real future in politics, JT. Okay, anyway.
Ooh, there's an idea.
Anyway, Dennis. Okay, I'm going to back off. What do you have for us?
I'm ready to read a poem to you I wrote earlier in the month. The title is Compassion, and it's in the sonnet form. Do not let this life pass you by. It slips away if you don't try to leave a mark on those you touch. To those in need, become a crutch. Share your talents and share your wealth. Alms and kindness will bring good health. Critics will claim you waste your time. Are those who choke to share one dime. Spend not your time by worrying. To each good deed, be scurrying. Set pride aside, let kindness reign. You know your toil is not in vain. Whether or not a kingdom come, you give your best under the sun. End of poem.
Yes. What did you think of that one, JT?
I enjoyed that, Dennis. Thank you.
Thank you. That was actually written for a contest that Raj Kumar ran on All Poetry.
Oh, no kidding.
So, oh, great.
It was from a Rumi quote that came from, but was inspired by. So our friend Raj Kumar is encouraging others to explore the writings of Rumi and to continue developing their writing skills. And hopefully he will be calling back into the program sometime soon.
I hope so as well. We've always loved his work. And I think, you know, one thing I started taking from, I think it is Rumi, which is the phrase, the early morning breeze has secrets to tell. Don't go back to sleep. And that exact quote is one of the reasons I started getting up so early in the morning.
Yes, so it's a great quote and full of wisdom.
It is. It really does change your life to start getting up that early, as crazy as it sounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Indeed.
Anyway, Dennis, thank you so much. And as always, you know, and great job guessing the poet of the month. So I'll need some song recommendations from you, okay?
Yes, that'll be coming your way soon.
All right, perfect.
All right. Yes. All right. I am going to step aside. Let the next poet step up to the mic. I'm going to say God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless. Thank you. And that was Denise calling from Michigan. Sounds so much more Mediterranean that way.
It's something.
It's like Puss in Boots saying the names of the states.
Oh, okay.
He comes from Ohio.
Right.
Right?
Right.
My issue with accents is I instantly think every Spaniard is Puss in Boots.
Which is Antonio Banderas, right?
Which, let's be honest, he probably is all Spaniards, now that I think about it.
Absolutely.
It's just a bunch of Antonio Banderas.
That would be...
Banderas is...
Yeah. Size? Sorry.
It's like, wow, really they have one size of clothing. They have one size. It's just amazing. All right, let's go to upstate New York to visit with Zach. Hey, Zach. How are you, sir?
My name is Indigo Montoya. You killed my family. Prepare to die.
Wait for the long pause, and then JT and I are going to turn and run away.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Even though that wasn't Antonio Banderas, it was just fun to say the most famous line ever.
It is one of the most famous lines ever. And you know what's funny for me, too, is I didn't realize until much later that the character of Wesley either really informed my personality or I am very similar to that personality in general. Have you noticed this?
Yes.
Where I could be hanging off a cliff and someone could be offering me something.
You could throw down a rope.
And I would still be a smartass. And it just, it's very much that thing. But great movie. And I really hope they don't remake it. I know that sounds crazy, but I really hope they don't. I don't think they'll ever be able to replicate the quality of the first.
Definitely not.
Well, speaking of sequels, now that Disney Plus is coming out, for years, Bette Midler, who played Winifred from Hocus Pocus, she has been begging Disney to make a Hocus Pocus 2, and for Disney Plus, they're finally going to do it.
That's cool.
They're going to bring back Kathy and Jimmy. They're going to bring back Winifred and as Bette Midler, and they're going to bring back the other woman who played the other Sanderson sister.
Very good. Very good.
Good.
They're not just doing a reboot. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bette Midler loves the character, and she's been asking Disney for years to do it.
Every day. She's just... Bette Midler on line two again. Can we do it now? No. Hang up. 8 years later, that's very interesting, Bette Midler. It's funny you should call with that idea. Again. Anyway, Zach, I'm loopy tonight, man. I'm sorry. I'm going to let you read, and we'll talk after, okay?
Okay, sounds good. This is actually a micro poem, and, you know, so since you did Studio X tonight, I was thinking about it. It's called The Music Man. The Music Man is the master of disguise. He sings about hope and happiness, so no one hears his cries. End of poem.
Right on the head there, Zach. You just nailed my existential pain.
Well, you know, that's pretty much why people go into, from what my experience, anyway, that's why people go into music, so they can forget about their own lives, or they can, look what happened to Linkin Park. I mean, you know, well.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of reasons. It's also, to be fair, on some level, music is also a lot like cooking, right? So it's kind of like there's a lot of tortured chefs and incredibly creative people there, but music is such a huge industry. There's so much music all over the world, and people might not be huge rock stars, but there's music teachers, there's all kinds of things everywhere. It's a lot like cooking. It really is, and it's a craft, you know. At the same time, yeah, of course it attracts people who have emotional demons to work out, for sure.
And, I was talking to my friend the other day. I'm like, can you imagine how less cluttered the music industry would be if it didn't rely on repetition for success, or it didn't measure success on repetition? Mm-hmm. All the rappers, I just keep thinking, like, they're all the same. The Welcome to My House that went platinum. And
actually, that's a great idea for a rap song, Zach. Welcome to My House. It's a really big house.
The song by Flo Rida that went platinum.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then, you know what's funny is actually I am connected with one of the guys who wrote Flo Rida's song Whistle. He was one of the co-writers on that. And he's like the smallest, skinniest, most frail white guy you've ever seen. He's from Scotland. It's hilarious.
You can't judge a book by its cover, I guess.
Well, but I've heard people say that, and I understand the wisdom behind that, but literally you should judge a book by its cover. That's how you know what genre it is. That's how you know what the name is. You literally are supposed to judge a book by its cover.
Well, that's why I hope the cover of my book is good enough.
that's the right answer. That's the spirit right there.
I'm hoping that's going to come out next year, and got to ask Sienna for the money to do the ISBN.
let's talk about that, because there's a lot of wisdom about it, and I won't talk about it now, but there's a lot of wisdom to the point where there's a lot of people now kind of rallying against it, saying, like, look, ISBNs are not as necessary as they once were. It's time to come up with something to disrupt it and change it. So you might not have to be doing that. But if you're saving up money, great, save up money anyway, because you can put that towards marketing.
Right.
So there you go.
All right, well, you know, it's good to talk to you guys, and it's going to be weird. Well, I'll talk to you on Wednesday, but
of course,
you know, in the meantime, I'm going to listen to the Tales from the Shining Sea.
Hey, I'd love to get your input on that. Looking forward to hearing what you think.
All right, man. I will talk to you guys later. Bye, JT.
Have a good night, Zach.
Talk to you later, Zach.
Bye.
He didn't even say good night to me. Like, what? He said bye to you? What the?
Hey.
Actually, it's happened to you for many years. I'm just playing around, dude. There was this long stretch of time where everybody would be like, hi, Michael. Bye, Michael. JT's like, what am I, chopped liver? And so that's why it's just a joke now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to, oh, no. JT. It looks like there's someone calling from Pennsylvania named Vlad.
Vlad,
are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Pennsylvania.
Yes, it's the scariest place in America.
No, we're going to Transylvania.
Oh,
now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tune in.
Transylvania.
Stay tuned. Here we go.
You may have heard of Frankenstein, the Wolfman, and the Mummy. Dracula's no friend of mine. He drinks blood and thinks that's yummy. Aliens from outer space can fill your heart with terror. The creature from the Black Lagoon will cause you quite a scare. But the snorkeling flurg is the nastiest of the nasty, the craftiest of the crafty, and the sassiest of the sassy. The snorkeling flurg is the wickedest of the wicked, the twistedest of the twisted, and the trickiest of the tricked. So if you hear some footsteps, look behind you if you dare. The evil snorkeler could be there. Lions, tigers, and bears can be a danger when confronted. Electric eels will make a meal of people that they've hunted. There are snakes and alligators who could eat you for a snack. But the snorkeling flirt could whip them all with one claw behind his back. The snorkeling flirt is the creepiest of the creepy. The freakiest of the freaky, the meaniest of the meanies. The snorkeling flurg is the dangerous of the dangers, the mangiest of the mangers, the strangest of the strangers. So if you hear some footsteps, look behind you if you dare. The evil snorkeler could be there. There are many dangers. Some are fishes, some are beasties. But if the snorkeler gets you, you'll be his midday feasties. I said feasties. So if you're going to the desert on a dark and dreary day, make sure you hear these warnings. This is all I have to say.
That's it.
Vlad, that was incredible. The way your voice changed instantly made me start yelling, "May the power of Christ compel you." I was a little freaked out about that. But...
Well, I tried that, and Christ has still not apparently felt compelled enough to save my ass up.
It was done very, very well. We actually loved it. We were laughing over here. So yeah. Great job. Thank you, Vlad from Transylvania.
That was our Halloween submission and the snorkeling flirt by Glenn Perico.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Loved it.
Thank you for letting us join in. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Boo!
I feel like I'm the easiest
the most easiest shock person ever.
Shock. Someone's like, jump scare. Oh, ah!
I get the impression when I'm hanging around a bunch of cattle, they're all just trying to scare me.
Ooh.
I'm like, ah!
I hate that.
Huh.
You know? You ever thought about
now
that?
Now I need...
Unenthusiastically trying to scare you.
Moo.
Moo. Boo.
That's what they're doing.
Boo.
Moo. Boo. They just can't do the buh.
They can't pronounce a B.
Yeah.
That's poor a problem. Things. It really is. All right, let's go to Kentucky. To join with Philip.
It's always the adjustment of the phone that cracks me up.
Every time. I always feel like we're scaring him when we come on the line. How you doing, Philip?
Oh, I've wised up to your ways. I keep you on speakerphone.
Oh,
and,
no.
You know, okay. That reduces some of the startle. Yeah,
darn it.
You know,
so. It's been years since we've given you a proper jump scare.
I know, right? Yeah, and you're good at it, too. It shows you just, what can I say about that? You guys sound in good form tonight.
Oh, thank you, sir. As did you earlier. Yeah. So,
we're
going to see if you're able to live up to the expectations you have set.
I will do my best. I will do my best, and I'm going to read a piece. It is autumn finally here in Kentucky. It's starting to feel a little bit chilly, and I'm going to read a piece by a gentleman by the name of Georg Trakl. I don't know if anybody's familiar with Trakl's work. He, I believe, is from either Vienna, I think, wrote in German. So this is a translation, and Michael Hamburger is the gentleman who translated this. And the title is De Profundis. I'm sure there's some Latin scholars out there who may know the translation roughly of De Profundis, from the depths. And here we go, De Profundis. There is a stubble field on which a black rain falls. There is a tree which, brown, stands lonely here. There is a hissing wind which haunts deserted huts. How sad this evening. Past the village pond, the gentle orphan still gathers scanty ears of corn. Golden and round, her eyes are grazing in the dusk. And her womb awaits the heavenly bridegroom. Returning home, shepherds found the sweet body decayed in the bramble bush. A shade, I am remote from somber hamlets. The silence of God, I drank from the woodland well. On my forehead, cold metal forms. Spiders look for my heart. There is a light that fails in my mouth. At night, I found myself upon a heath, thick with garbage and the dust of stars. In the hazel copse, crystal angels have sounded once more. And there it is, Mr. Georg Trakl.
Wow. Wow. JT, what'd you think of that one? I know you were kind of lost in that one.
I was. It was good. Well done. Well,
thank you.
Well read, yes. So
Thanks for sharing that. Could you, at some point, I'd like to read some more of that guy's stuff.
Go ahead.
Could you, when you get a chance, I mean, not no rush on it, at some point, if you remember to, could you send me his name? And if you have a link, great, but I can always just look him up as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be more than happy to.
I'd appreciate that.
Mr. Amade, for the gentleman who sings three songs for us tonight and a wonderful
That was only
voice.
Because I screwed the third one up so badly, I just couldn't let that lie. I'm like, no!
Hey, at least that lets us know that Michael is human after all.
That
we
is
thought for
the
quite
opposite
some time
of the
he
goal.
Was AI.
Philip, that's the opposite of the goal. I'm trying to be a shining god. I'm trying to pull a Xerxes, and no one cares anymore.
Oh, no, we much prefer you humans, sir.
All right. No god king, huh? All right.
And I'll be happy to send a trackle to you, and thank you so much for having me on the show. I should see you guys this coming Wednesday, and please enjoy your next coming, your Friday off, and do well at the wedding, young man, your singing and presentation and everything you're going
to
do for this couple.
What do you call the speech you give to, like, to marry people? What do you? It's
prenuptial
not
a agreement.
I jokingly wanted to call it a eulogy.
I know, right? Welcome to pain and suffering. This is called cruel and unusual. No, I tease. You know, a couple can be very good. I don't know. I'm sure there's a term for it. I don't know.
There's got to be.
Thank God for Google, right?
You know? Exactly. I would like to actually have sound design, though. Be like, I would like to welcome everyone to this beautiful and joyous day. And then dark music starts. I'm like, but I cannot.
Because I cannot be. Suckers. They did this of their own volition, everyone.
They asked him to do this. Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, right. You're going to do great, and I'm sure they're going to be happy. And thank you so much. And it was great hearing all the other poets read tonight. And is there anybody after me, or am I saying adieu to everyone?
There's two more after you.
Okay, good. Then I look forward to the next two poets.
All right. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
And that was Philip calling from Kentucky.
Yep.
That song's called Tuning.
Ooh.
Much better. All right. Let's go now to Cleveland, Ohio, home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mama, you're going to have to call us back because we're having that
weird
Skype issue
thing
again. It's not a surprise at this point, but I'll stall for you.
I am singing at the party. I am singing. It's my turn to sing at the party. Everybody dancing. Happy party. But JT is not dancing, he's not happy at the party.
Hey, Mama, how's it going?
I think I did it. Wait a minute. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Just now. Thank you for calling back. Sorry about that. That was us.
Domingo, did you make it back?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay, right. Good.
Beautiful. Thank you.
So this piece is called Bedtime Stories You Should Never Tell Your Children, No Matter How Bad They Are. The Boogeyman. Go to sleep, children. Else the boogeyman gone get ya. Close your eyes and try to be real quiet like. Not. That old boogeyman gonna hear ya. No, I can't turn on the light. Hush. In case he comes. In case he comes a creeping up the stairs in the night. He likes to steal little children and take them far, far away and eat them later. Folks say he chops off their heads and feed them to the gator. Be good now, little children, because he only takes the bad ones. Hush. He might be hiding on the stairs. Don't let him hear you laughing. That there boogeyman is mean. And we'll put you in a sack and carry you far, far away to some far, far place, way across the track. I hear something creaking in the bottom hall. Hide up under them covers. Don't make a peep at all. Try and be nice and quiet like. Don't let them know you're awake. Oh, mercy me. I hear him. Saying exactly where he at. He said, I'm on the first step. I wonder which one am I carrying that old boogeyman going to take. Daddy sighed. Said, oh, well, I know I was your parent, but I can't help you. We too are under the old boogeyman's spell. Boogeyman was announced, and I'm on the second step. Don't hide under the covers. This better lie real still. Too late now. Oh, my. He's on the third step. What y'all doing, Cherry? Get from under that bed. He knows them hiding places. Oh, my, tonight, them gators gonna get fed. Huh? I'm on the fourth step. Boom! I'm on the fifth step. Are you scared yet? Huh, sir? You scared? Well, I guess it won't be long. Oh, boogeyman, take you far away from home. I'm on the sixth step. Boom! How many steps we got out there, Daddy? I think it's only 10, Daddy said. I'm on the seventh step, said old boogeyman. Oh, I'm scared. I'm on the eighth step. Stop all that whimpering. Just hide your head. Your eyes closed yet? Close your eyes. Play like you sleep. When old boogeyman gets up here, he'll get a good surprise. He gonna see some good children sleeping with halos on their head. Ain't no bad children up here in this here bed. He's still coming. I hear him. He said he's on step 9. I gotta pee. Hold your pee real tight. Don't let it loose. Now ain't the time. Come on, step 10, said the boogeyman. I'm in your room. Boogeyman said out loud. It's so quiet in here. I wonder if there's any children in this bed. He couldn't see so good in the dark. I wonder, had I said my prayers as I oftentimes forget? When he gets to step 10, you can hear a rat pee on cotton. Everything's quiet. The silence fills the room. Old boogeyman said, I got you. But I was too froze to move. I pretended to be sleeping as my brother softly cried. It was dark in that room. Whew. I would never tell my children about the night we almost died when that old boogeyman made us pee up the bed when he was on step 5. And good thing boogeyman couldn't see so well. He thought we was good children sleeping, and he left us alive to live and tell. From then on, me and my brother, we never played in bed again. When we go to bed at night, never made a peep. Every night after that, we'd go straight to sleep, and we always say in our prayers and thank God and say amen. Entry.
Loved it. Loved it.
That was a great piece, Mama.
I knew from the title I was going to love that thing. Good job, Mama. That was fun.
You're welcome.
Yeah. That's We got a kick out of that. Both JT and I did.
Yeah.
Y'all hear the sound effect?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, did we ever? No, we really did. It came across really, really nicely. Tamika, okay. Are you there? Tamika, did you get to hear it? What did you think?
Oh, I loved it. All right. She actually like made me jump a little bit. We said, boom. I said, okay.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome. Yeah, I fell back out of my chair. I got scared.
That was wonderful.
Don't tell that to the kids, though. It's too scary.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I won't. I won't. I promise not to. All right.
Okay.
Hey, right. Mama, thank you so much. We love you.
You're welcome, and I love you back.
All right.
And I'll see you Halloween. See you for Halloween, right?
On the 30th, not on Halloween. Yeah, the day before. The night before. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. At 2 hours earlier start time than on Friday nights.
So 8 p.m. your time.
Yeah, 8 p.m. your time, not 10.
That's Wednesday.
Yeah, yes. Wednesday. And then we're not on this next Friday, but we are on this next Wednesday.
Okay, got you.
Okay.
And then on Friday.
Got you.
8 All right. p.m. your
time. Yeah, Thank 8, you, Mama. We appreciate you. We'll see you then.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Wednesday. And then we're...
And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio. All right, JT. I think you should introduce the next person who's coming.
I think
on
I here. Should.
I think you should. Because this is, I mean, I know her.
Yeah.
But you really know her. So I think you should introduce her.
Mm.
This is a new caller.
It is a new caller. We have known each other for quite a while, but she's moved. She's now living in Minnesota. This is
Land of Enchantment.
Land of Enchantment. This is Ashley. Maybe. Oh, it went away. It went weird. Look at this.
That's kind of strange. No?
She's kind of stuck right now. Skype's just hanging out.
Yeah,
you know.
That's wouldn't it be nice to be able to just, you know, click on a person and resume call?
Sometimes it takes a minute.
That's right. It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. How weird. Hey, Ashley.
Yeah.
Hi. You're on the air.
Hi. Hello. How am I supposed to follow up with all of these?
I understand. I really understand. We get that
especially
a lot.
Especially after that last one. Oh, my gosh.
So, welcome.
Yes,
glad
welcome.
You called.
Thank you. Thanks.
So, yeah, we appreciate having you spend some time and listen to the show and actually take the time to call in. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And that's a great show. I mean, everybody that I've heard this evening, just amazing. Oh, my goodness. I was scrambling. Like, I can't read my own stuff. I need to go look up some awesome poet. But I'll give it a go. I'll give
okay.
it a shot.
Perfect. Okay. So we'll give you the stage, and then we'll talk after, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So this poem does not have a name. I rarely name any of my poems. So here we go. Once upon a darkest hour, silence echoed through the streets, the flowing dark locks of the mystic magic carrying along the wind, a pulling, a calling, a beckoning of the unspoken name, flickering lights, glimpses of the insatiable body, so significant, so hidden, only the mystic and the unspoken name. Perhaps this time they would embrace, maybe this time a face, an intertwining memory, constantly weaving, twisting, and turning. And yet this storm, a calm within the wind, calling, pulling, memory of what will be, a confusion, no, this is clarity, this cobblestone midnight, just you, just me. I woke up with waking up with every cell in my blood, whispering your name, a simmering, a burning. Tomorrow night we meet again. And boom.
Well done.
I tripped over my own words.
It's okay.
They're my own words, and I tripped over them.
No, hey, I do it all the time. no, fantastically done. Very well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I know everyone here. You see, even in the chat room, they're already talking about how they loved what you did. So that was an awesome contribution. We really appreciate it. And thanks for calling in. We hope that you will, when you can, do it again.
Oh, yeah. I thank you. I was listening to the show while blowing up a lot of balloons this evening. So maybe that contributed to my radio voice. Blow up balloons before speaking poetry.
That's an interesting warming technique.
I think you reverse it. I think you need to like suck helium before you.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that would be hilarious. I will give you one of my most like deepest poems, and you go for it.
That's perfect. I will totally do that. You know I would totally do that.
I know you would. It would be awesome.
Oh. Anyway.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Of course. Thank you.
We appreciate it, Ashley. Thanks.
Bye.
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 And that was Ashley calling from Minnesota, rounding out our return engagement segment. So once again, just to remind everyone, we'll be back on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, which is 2 hours earlier than we start on Friday nights. We'll be doing that on the 30th, which is this Wednesday. That'll kind of be, not that we theme our show, but that'll be kind of a Halloween-themed thing. We have a really cool mini-documentary that no one knows we actually made. Nope, because we didn't put this on social media. We didn't tell anyone. But here's the thing. JT and I, we stormed Area 51.
Yeah.
And we recorded the whole thing. And so we're going to be playing parts of that during the show on the 30th. So that's going to be a really, really special thing. That's exciting. So we'll be doing that. Excuse me. And then on November 1st, we won't be on the air, but we'll return the next week after that. But also, just a reminder, if you go to World Poetry Open Mic at worldpoetryopenmic.net, you look down underneath the date, it'll say the poetic page of No Consequence. It's a little link. Click that. You'll be able to download our new album, Edgar Allan Poe, Spoken Word, all original music from JT and myself. And that's our gift to you for being listeners of the show. So, anything to add, JT, before we're done?
No, we're nothing good.
All right. Hey, everyone, thank you so much. We love you. The best part of that whole thing was you looking around the room. Like, where is that polka music coming from? The heavens? If we suddenly had a supernatural visit and it was preceded by polka music, all of my expectations would have just been out of the window. It would have been amazing. Anyway.
Oh.
This is a great way to end the show. All right. Everyone, thank you so much for spending the time with us. I don't know if we'll be able to stop laughing. We look forward to joining you on Wednesday as well. We hope you will find the time to join us also. I think that's all I'm going to say. So, from Novi, the studio cat, from Ursa, the studio dog, from JT, from myself, thank you so much. We love you. We'll see you then. And until next time, keep on writing. Good night.